Greetings, I'm Dubisi Ekekwe. This will be my first podcast for Techidia, my blog. To do this, I'll just read through a foreword I've written recently on artificial intelligence, originally for Data Science Nigeria. And this foreword was largely written to build the case about why we have to go beyond the computer science framework of artificial intelligence to the original component which is necessary for us to understand what is happening in the AI world. This is the foreword. I wrote many centuries ago during the great debate of the material components of the universe, a period of fundamental knowledge generation and accumulation, in which some of the finest philosophers and thinkers like Thales, Heraclitus and Pythagoras participated, the world was explained. Pythagoras postulated that the world is made up of numbers, implying that everything we do is about numbers. Largely, across markets and industrial sectors, and in our personal lives, every human and business activity comes down to numbers. It could be click analysis, video sleep, or practically anything. Behind it all are numbers. With the realization that everything is numbers, the pursuit of processing and manipulating numbers became essential if we desire to fix the frictions that exist in markets. Companies are founded to fix frictions, and a better understanding of numbers has always helped the missions of growing ventures. Because all frictions are numerical, throughout human history, innovators have worked to develop tools to help calculate and process numbers. So from the abacus to the slide rule, the world has advanced through different computational systems like the difference engine ENIAC-UNIAC and the modern microprocessor. The invention of the microprocessor was a significant moment in human history as it provided the capacity to process numbers at a much greater scale. Powered by the microprocessor, mathematics, the beautiful science of numbers, has transmuted with software helping us to make better sense of the world. With cloud computing, a massive connectivity, and mobile devices, a 21st century Cambrian moment emerged. The data everywhere met cheap, ubiquitous, and intelligent digital systems to process them. As a result, artificial intelligence is evolving, enabling the combination and recombination of systems to engineer intelligence on machines. Though narrow at the moment, AI promises to become general purpose and over time super general purpose, possibly ushering in the dawn of singularity. The implication will be huge, as all industry will be radically transformed with changes in the current global architecture of commerce. Many people have predicted that the impact of AI could be as catalysts as the invention of electricity, triggering dislocations in labor and the ways we live. Yet, there is no reason to panic, because if we look back at our history, we see a future of abundance over scarcity. Over the last 5 centuries, the penetration of any technology as such a huge scale has typically resulted to higher productivity. And with higher productivity, human welfare and our standard of living have always improved. I am confident that AI will continue on that trajectory, liberating humanity from many things while enabling a new era, which no one has ever dreamed at the moment. Our present world is limited by knowledge. AI will expand our horizon, anchoring new possibilities for the future. However, this AI redesign may not be uniformly distributed across cities and communities, as the internet, with its unbounded and unconstrained distribution channel, may enable some big technology empires to dominate. This is the challenge for Nigeria. We have to prepare and commit to becoming creators instead of mere consumers of AI. Our universities and companies already know that data is the new oil. Only nations with the modern refineries of AI systems will have the capacities to refine them. Our AI efforts must not mimic the petroleum sector in which the multinational companies run the upstream, leaving the less lucrative downstream for us. Data Science Nigeria is calling for a new dawn in Nigeria. We have to respond. In my companies, we have been working to acquire and refine the use of data in agriculture through Zenvos and Mercera in the agriculture healthcare sector, and other tech talks where we participate and do business. This is a promising moment in Africa because AI is still largely in its infancy. The 99 use cases of AI, as noted in these books, gives us a window to invent that era of exponential growth in Nigeria across all sectors. I am very confident that after reading this book, you will be inspired to pursue the arcs of facing many frictions in our country through using products and services with AI. Make it happen. WCA Kekwe.